This is program number LW2760. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children. Believe it or not, that's what the Bible says. Hi, this is Larry West. Solomon said, children are a gift from the Lord. The fruit of the womb is a reward. Like arrows in the hands of a warrior, so are the children. You know, in history, back in the days of King Solomon, when he wrote this, people knew very well how a bow and an arrow worked. In fact, the bow was not only their main means of warfare, but it was also used for hunting animals and birds for food. Today, it's still a favorite weapon for many people who are sports enthusiasts. Remember, as a child, making a bow from a sapling and a piece of string and an arrow from a straight stick? If we only know just a little bit about the workings of a bow and arrow, we can appreciate what Solomon just said. Children are like arrows in the hands of a warrior, in the hands of a bowman. You see, a bowman takes great pride in his bowmanship, just as a parent should take pride in his children. The bowman and the parent have a common goal. They want their arrows to fly straight and true to the mark. A wise parent has goals for his children. He has certain standards to train his children to reach. But before a bowman can be a good warrior, he must know what it takes to hit his target. The parent, if that parent is going to be a good one, must also know exactly what it takes in the training of his children to achieve a certain valuable goal. For example, just like the archer, if a parent wants his children to hit a correct target in life, he must by all means be sure that he's pointing those children in the right direction. A hunter cannot expect to point his arrow south when his target lies to the north. Neither can a parent. There are too many parents who point their children in the wrong direction in life and then honestly wonder why the children didn't go straight. Arrows go where they are pointed. So do the children. In the Bible, there are many examples of parents who pointed their children in the right direction, and there are examples of some who didn't. One of the finest is the woman Hannah, who begged God for a son, and she made a vow, saying, Lord, if thou wilt indeed look on the affliction of thy maidservant and remember me, and not forget thy maidservant, but will give thy maidservant a son, then I will give him to the Lord all the days of his life. Listen, there's nothing we need more in this world today than more parents who echo the prayer of Hannah, who will give their children to God, who will dedicate them to Him. There are far too many parents who don't mind their sons serving the God of science, the God of business, the God of computers, the God of entertainment, or a thousand other gods, but who have not lifted one finger to encourage their sons, their daughters, to dedicate their lives to God, the Jehovah God of all the universes. They're pointing their arrows in the wrong direction, and then they wonder what went wrong. When their children grow up to be selfish and egotistical, money-hungry, then they wonder with honest amazement, what happened? Why didn't our children go straight? Listen, they didn't go straight because they weren't pointed in the right direction. Maybe I should say they did go straight after all. Yeah, straight to the mark where they were pointed. I'm Larry West with World Radio, and I care. Speaking for Churches of Christ, we care. If you want your child to be humble and reverent and sensible and respectable, saved in Christ, point him in the right direction so he'll hit the right target. I have a correspondence course, a Bible correspondence course, that you can study in the privacy of your own home with your family. It's called For God So Loved You. That's the title of it. For God So Loved You. It will cost you nothing, just the price of a postage stamp, to write me and ask for it. It's free of charge. Write me for it in care of this address, Church of Christ, West Monroe, Louisiana, 71291.